Hello and welcome to another Social Media Driving License podcast. We're in blogging week. Yay! This is Andy Priestner and
Andrew Fitzpatrick.
And we're joined again by
Paul Miller, the IT manager at the business school. Yay! Yay!
Welcome back, Paul.
Thank you very much.
So, Paul, I believe you blog.
I do blog. I blog on a personal basis, mm-hmm. and I don't blog professionally yet, although there's a lot of things I would like to say. My blog is a personal thing. I set it up a long time ago, but actually, when I set it up with the best intentions of blogging every week, blog once in January, blog once in February, didn't do enough for a year.
Yeah.
And then next year, I thought, right, I'll blog. This year, I'm really going to make an effort to write something. You know, I feel like I've got a lot of things to write about. And so from about 18 months ago, I've made a concerted effort to do 2 or 3 posts a month. Some of them are quite long and ramble on, and some of them are just a couple of liners. And sometimes I just post a picture because I just feel like, oh, that's a nice picture, I'll post it.
Answered your question. It's probably going to be the same question. Why do you blog?
Mm.
Why do I blog? I guess it's a way of offloading. I just feel like in my work and my personal life, actually, I get a lot of stuff in, loads of stuff in, and there's not that many opportunities to offload and to sort of vent. And I just find it's a great way of relaxing and a great way of sort of downloading stuff. Mm-hmm. And even if it's not to do with the issues of the day, sometimes it's just good to write about something, you know, stream of consciousness. Something comes into your head, you think, right, I've got a real issue I want to write about. Mm-hmm. And it might be nonsense, you know, it might be just complete nonsense.
What sort of things?
Well, I often write about things that I like, so music.
Yeah.
I used to write a lot about football, but I don't anymore.
Okay.
Because I think people I think I've done my football.
Okay.
Downloads. Yeah. And there's loads of things happening in football, but I don't write about it anymore.
Yeah.
I would if we win the league this year, but I've stopped writing about football. But I just write about, you know, things that annoy me.
Yeah.
If I've got time on the bus, I'll do a draft on the bus on my phone. You know, refine it during the day and then maybe post it that night or whatever, you know. So it's WordPress allows you to do those funky things, so it's really cool. I write about, you know, gun laws in the States. I write about you know, politics. I'm a big Labour supporter, so if any conservative policy or politicians annoy me, I often write about those. I don't post them very often, actually. I've got a load of posts that I haven't actually published.
Yeah,
Which I'm a bit nervous about because it's a bit controversial, and you know, I don't want to upset anybody. It's supposed to be me.
So is it actually important? That's interesting. So when you publish, there's a decision there, but is it actually important to you that they're published, or is it just more about getting it out and writing?
Well, yeah, that's a very good question, isn't it? Initially, it's just about getting it out.
Yeah.
You know, I wrote it must have been like 15 pages when Margaret Thatcher died.
Oh, did you?
Just a, you know, a potted history
is
of
that. Is that published?
No, it isn't.
Oh, okay.
You know, it was from my own perspective and how I felt about, you know, her passing away and people, you know, people got opinions about that. Mm. And I just thought, I've got to write something because I was affected by it.
Yeah.
That whole regime. But I thought, I'm not going to post that, but it's out there, it's done, I'll post it whenever I want, it's there,
yeah.
And if I feel like, you know, I want people to read it, I will make it public. And on the other hand, you know, I waited 30 years to see Kraftwerk, I went to see Matt Latchew last year, and I was determined to write something about it, but I've wrote nothing. I wrote a paragraph saying I went to see Kraftwerk, and I wanted to see them for years, because they were you know, pioneers.
Yeah.
And I had nothing to... I just thought, you know, they haven't inspired me to write anything. They're just... Yeah. It was a bit of a letdown. So, all sorts of things.
Yeah.
From music, to politics, to sport, to, you know, art.
Yeah.
And some of them are published and some of them aren't. And as you say, for me, it's about getting it off your mind.
Yeah.
Mm.
I have a 3-hour journey every day, so it's an hour and a half coming in, an hour and a half going home. So there's a lot of time to, you know, to just jot things down, make some notes. Some of them tended to post, some of them were just notes.
So it's become like a personal archive then.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you look back fondly previous posts or photographs you've shared?
When I first started doing it, I looked back and cringed. Oh my God, did I really write that? You know? Or I often look back and correct spelling mistakes and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But no, I do look back and I say, yeah, I'm quite proud of some of that stuff because it, you know, for me, it means something. To everybody else, it probably means nothing, you know. Yeah. And it's great when other people follow you or like it.
Yeah, you get a real buzz.
And you think, oh my God, someone's actually like what I've written.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is you get a real buzz from that.
And in terms of, you've talked briefly, you've touched on the fact that you're going to start blogging professionally.
Yeah, I am.
What will be the main difference in that aspect? Obviously topic, but
topics, and it'll be a bit more reserved, and obviously your writing style has to change completely, yeah, because you're writing for an audience that, you know, is a known audience, whereas, you know, your blog is just a free-for-all, basically.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a bit more structure around what I write, and obviously I'm going to need help with that, because, you know, there's a way of writing for an audience, and I want to learn how to do that.
Yeah.
So I feel like we as an IT department and we as a school have got a lot to say about technology and the way we use it, the way we want to use it.
Yeah.
I think we could be if not a benchmark, certainly we could be you know, of use to other departments and maybe even colleges around the university.
Yeah.
And maybe even other universities. You know, this is how we do stuff. We think it's really good. Let's share that, you know.
My suspicion is that you actually won't end up, you shouldn't rather end up blogging very differently.
Okay,
that's my feel.
It's a subtle voice, subtle change, isn't it? Yeah. So that it stays authentic.
Yeah, it's got to be you, it's got a character. But that's what we'll explore this week during the license if we've not already explored it.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. So, thanks so much for your time, Paul. That's been fascinating, it really has.
Okay.
And we're all going to look for your blog now. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.